From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Cable news channels sometimes treat academics gingerly as fragile curiosities or even ivory tower targets for ridicule. Well, Melissa Harris Perry is getting different treatment. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, she is a new MSNBC host with an unusual pedigree.
Melissa Harris Perry commutes 1,300 miles each week to host her own show on MSNBC. It runs live 2 hours every Saturday and every Sunday morning. In her daily life, she is a full-time political science professor at Tulane University in New Orleans, where she is the founding director of the Anna Julia Cooper Project on Gender, Race, and Politics in the South.
Probably my biggest angst about being an academic is that question of whether or not it makes a difference beyond just your students in the classroom.
She comes by that angst honestly. Her father was a dean at the University of Virginia. Her mother left her job as a community college professor to become a community activist. Harris Perry is not unknown to the media. She contributes columns to the liberal Nation magazine and has appeared in recent years as an analyst on left-leaning MSNBC. While she says she refuses to check on her weekly ratings, her audiences are markedly bigger than can cram into any lecture hall.
I think that the opportunity to have a public forum during the year that we either will or will not reelect America's first black president, I could have said no to it if it was an 8 o'clock show, right? Like, there's no way I could say no to it on the weekends.
The legacy of President Obama is personal for Harris Perry. Her father is black, and she self-identifies as black, too. But then her mother, who is white, was raised an observant member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, like Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney. Harris Perry says she's fascinated.
Maybe more than anything, in part because my people were Mormon pioneers, the history of oppression and rejection of Mormon people. Mormon people are not elitist. Mormon people were ejected because of their identity.
To former CBS and CNN correspondent Deborah Potter, Harris Perry strikes a singular tone.
Because she's used to being in the front of the class, I think her delivery on cable is that of an authority. She addresses the audience often as someone who knows what she's talking about and should, because she's the teacher.
The cable network's president is Phil Griffin.
In a 140-character Twitter world, the rebound is depth. People yearn for depth. And Melissa, you know, she's an academic. That's what they do.
Harris Perry leavens her left liberal impulses with a discursive civil style. Yet Griffin says her strong voice emerges loud and clear.
I think the passionate host is winning, because there's so many different outlets today that to break through the clutter, you can't be cold and arm's length. You've got to love what you're talking about. You got to make it exciting and interesting.
The Sunday before July 4th, Harris Perry offered viewers this essay.
Our founding is an unlikely narrative of young men so inspired by an age of ideas that they threw off the yoke of colonialism and founded a free nation. Men who were embarrassingly imperfect. The land on which they formed this union was stolen. The hands with which they built this nation were enslaved. The women who birthed the citizens of the nation are second class.
She argued that the twin legacies are shared by all Americans, the oppression along with the idealism. That stirred the top-rated figure in cable news, Bill O'Reilly of Fox News.
Liberal people tend to want the government to solve problems, to make the country a more humane place. But far-left Americans often don't like the country.
O'Reilly conceded quite bluntly that Harris Perry was right about the facts, and his colleague Gretchen Carlson said all school children should be taught those lessons. But O'Reilly contended Harris Perry's timing, just before Independence Day, betrayed her true intent.
The far-left in America, which is entirely what watches that, they hate the country.
Well,
they want to break it down and build up a totally new
America. Even on the 4th
America.
Of July?
Yeah.
Even on the 4th
Christmas,
of July?
On Christmas, on Halloween, on any day.
Harris Perry argues he's got it exactly wrong, that it is fundamentally American to use free speech to acknowledge the country's shortcomings. Aside from having her own soapbox to do so, Harris Perry says she has little but ego at stake. She considers her main career to still be at Tulane, and just bought a fixer-upper in a Katrina-scarred section of New Orleans.
10 years from now, being able to look back and say, you know, I did a good job, will be if there are a lot more little black girls anchoring shows, like, and all different kinds of shows, right? Not just liberal talk shows or, you know, whatever we are, point of view shows, but all of it.
David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.